If you've ever been to Sitka, you've probably seen McNatty Island. It's actually connected to Sitka's airport by a chain of gravel causeways between smaller islands that was built during the Second World War, and most people just call it the Causeway. Although mostly overgrown now, there is evidence of McNatty's military past everywhere, complete with underground installations and gun emplacements. That the waters around McNatty have been set aside for subsistence herring is unusual, but explainable.
Typically, the federal program does not operate in saltwater at all.
Ashley Bulwark is a subsistence fisheries biologist with the Tongass National Forest, Sitka Ranger District.
Our jurisdiction really ends at the end of the national forest, which doesn't extend into the saltwater. But this area had federal significance. As you mentioned, it was a highly important place during World War II. And so there's sort of this holdover component because of those historical contexts.
The Federal Subsistence Board first heard proposals for reserving the waters around McNatty for federally qualified subsistence users in 2007. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska was the moving force behind that effort. But it wasn't until 2015 that the current closure was passed with the condition that it be reviewed every 4 years. That review is coming around again when the board meets in Anchorage in February of next year. In the meantime, the Southeast Alaska Regional Advisory Council, or RAC, is taking testimony on the closure at its meeting in Ketchikan, October 22nd through the 24th, and will pass on recommendations to the full board. Bulwark says the RAC is the go-to for people concerned about herring subsistence, both inside and outside the closure area.
Our regional advisory committee here in Southeast Alaska is really interested in all subsistence issues, whether they're within their jurisdiction or not. So I think herring falls in this unique category of there's this very small space near McNatty that is under federal jurisdiction, and the RAC and the federal board have an opportunity to regulate herring use in that space. They're within their bounds to do that there, but they also are very interested in helping support local folks in other regulatory arenas, too.
Sometimes just the thought of the federal regulatory process makes people's eyes glaze over, but the Southeast Regional Advisory Council, again the RAC, is very local. There are 9 RACs in Alaska, one for every region. I wanted to clarify this with Bulwark, that residents play a large role in subsistence management in Alaska. The RAC is not a bunch of bureaucrats back in Washington.
Correct.
The RAC is basically people from around Southeast Alaska.
Yeah. So our RAC is made up of 13 people. They live in Southeast Alaska. They get appointed for 3-year terms, and those all are appointments that come from the Secretaries of Interior and the Secretary of Agriculture. And these people care deeply. They're volunteering their time to do this, but our RAC in particular here in Southeast Alaska is highly involved. They, as I said, like to weigh in, not just some things within the federal process, but also in other regulatory spaces, because they really view their role as making sure the needs of subsistence users in rural Alaska are being met.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Office of Subsistence Management has reviewed the McNatty herring closure and recommends retaining the status quo. Other issues before the Regional Advisory Council during its 3-day meeting in Ketchikan include a proposed rural determination of the Ketchikan area for subsistence purposes and new harvest regulations for salmon fishing on the Taku River. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.